This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What's the word stiff in Spanish?
All I know is yo tengo nosotros. Come on.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What is umalay?
What was that last one?
Umalay.
It might mean something in a different language.
I'm shocked that you don't know Spanish. No, you're my... I didn't want to tell your mom and dad when I met him, but I am shocked, Evan. Dude, you are my guy.
Well, I know a little bit, but I'm not even close to being fluent. I mean, yeah. You know, I take Spanish class growing up, and I grew up in El Cerrito, which means the hill.
Yeah.
Like, it's... But yeah, no, I don't know Spanish that well.
No, if I was taking the Evan Giddings test, I would have got that wrong. My boy has multiple languages.
No, no, not I. Not
Risotto,
I.
You know Spanish?
Negative.
What are we doing?
Took 2 years of Spanish in high school and learned absolutely nothing.
Kenny?
Well, he went to Reardon.
Yo no sé.
Oh, look at Ken.
Yeah, that means I don't know.
Oh, boy. I didn't know that.
I know a little bit.
No, you do or you don't.
Un poquito. Little bit. Not much.
Claro que sí.
Sí. But, like, I'm not going to...
Like,
not gonna
you know Daryl in Spanish?
It's Daryl.
Oh, what a disappointment. All right, I got you.
Oh, no.
Is it? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of cleanup on aisle, Goot. From the 510, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, James Ingram is who sang the song that I assume Quincy Jones produced.
There we go. Jim Molay helped me out, but okay. James Ingram, he was great.
James
man.
Ingram, just once.
Yeah, there just once.
Thank you,
I'll play it for you when we head to the game.
Well, speaking of which, so you sent me an album this morning. I'm going to check it out.
All right.
Clips just came out with a new album. But we were talking during the break. Like, the last time you heard an album that you could listen to all the way through. And it's hard to make a great album.
It was one of Drake's, honestly, before he went bad. He's fallen off. I'm hurt. I'm still dealing with it. But it was one of Drake's albums. Or Kendrick. One of those to where I could ride from Sac to the Bay and not even hit forward.
Like, Larry June, The Alchemist, and 2 Chainz.
That's an album.
Came out with an album that I'd listen to all the way through. But it's only 7 songs.
Yeah.
So a long one, like at least, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, because you're mad that they don't make long albums anymore.
My man.
I can't name one off the top of my head.
Wow,
last one that I really remember loving and listening to.
Yeah, and that's why when we come across an artist, you know, he or she that are just incredible and give us the, like we talked about it, the Thriller or Off the Wall, like those things don't age because there are, Evan, when it's done correctly like that, Purple Rain, Prince, all these great albums, you don't forget them.
Yeah, that...
Because Larry June's got so many, 6 a.m. in Sausalito. That's the title of one of his tracks.
Yeah, well, that guy used banger. To just crank out albums. But that Off the Wall versus Thriller is our Roger Moore versus Sean Connery. That one will never be decided because we're just going to agree to disagree.
But what about this, Evan? I'm older than you. Shocker.
Allegedly.
We're growing. our relationship, because there is no loser in that. How about that?
Oh,
those are two great albums.
100%.
Yeah, Sean Connery was cool, but Roger Moore, man.
All right.
Who's the new, the Craig, Danny?
Daniel Craig.
Please.
He's pretty damn good, man. I love those movies. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Wants to get into the conversation. 888-957-9570. Matt, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Dylan. How are you doing today?
Hey.
Fantastic.
But you got, first of all, you got to be a little careful when you say album. I'm older than you guys, and it used to be 30 to 35 minutes of music.
Preach.
So today they're CDs, and they're 50, and nobody has that many good songs. So all the ones that you're thinking about are actual albums. You know, those black pieces of plastic that you put down and like a turntable. You
might Evan know doesn't know what you're talking about. I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know how long Thriller is, but I doubt it's more, which is a fantastic record, by the way. I doubt it's more than 35 minutes and, you know, all that good stuff. It's because bands, you know, they didn't, well, bands, they don't exist anymore either. But music, 30 to 35 minutes, that's about as much as you can fit in an album before it starts to sound bad for technical reasons. Anyway, Kamenga, Goo, I love you, man, but what are you talking about? This guy does not have a single elite skill. He is a below-average free-throw shooter. He's a below-average three-point shooter. The only thing he does that's kind of elite is get to the line. And when he does, he shoots below 70, well, or at 70%. So, I mean, I'd rather have Poole. Poole had an elite skill. He could score.
Yeah.
I just don't, I mean, did he get Monk in a first-round pick for him? I'd do it. The fact that the Kings offered, you know, doggy doo-doo for him should tell everybody what the rest of the league think he's worth. I don't dislike the young man. He's only 22. If I were him, and I'm not, you know, it'd be easy for me to say he should stay at the Harvard of basketball for a few more years, and then maybe when he's 25, he can, you know, get that max deal once he learns how to play. But right now, he's not that guy. I don't know what he's thinking, and I don't know what you're thinking either. So please enlighten me.
Oh,
and,
I'm gonna say this to you.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I appreciate everything and the music talk. What? Listen, if this is the Harvard of basketball, then dumb it down to the University of Louisville. It's obvious that he's
stuck.
Yeah, Louisville. Thank you. It's obvious he's stuck. And Evan, you tell me if I'm wrong when I talk about the dimensions of a human, the DNA. That's a skill. And that's what Kamenga has.
Wait, what?
And his body type is a skill.
That's genetic.
Yeah, but you look at that Warrior roster, there's not a lot of guys built like that. So when you talk about what does he have or what he doesn't have, I put that in the plus category. And I would also tell the young man that just called Evan that he attacks the rim with reckless abandon. You cannot take that from Jonathan Kamenga. And it's just about, I'm not telling you he's Durant. He's 22 years old. And I'll leave you with this one. We don't have a lot of what he brings to the table on the roster. So to take a yucky deal from Sacramento for much of nothing just to get rid of him would just, to me, just triple down the failure that he didn't pop as a Warrior.
No, taking that deal to me is not.
Okay.
That's off the table.
Okay. Man.
But it does tell you what his market is.
But I thought people were broke, Evan. I thought that was what free agency was about. I thought people were broke. Teams were broke. So why now is that a Kamenga nobody wants him? I thought nobody had any money but Brooklyn.
Well, yeah, it's that there's no market for him because there's no money out there. So why should any team want to... Like, I understand that the deal might seem disrespectful and... like belittling of the player, but like I can't blame Sack for trying to get over on the Warriors.
They don't have to give
them anything. Any team that would want to trade for Kamenga right now has no reason to offer the Warriors anything substantial or worth value because there's no market for them. And I think the Warriors have also played themselves into a little bit of a hole. Mainly the head coach, because if you do think that there is value, well, it's kind of been tanked a bit. He didn't play, and that's on him. But if they were going to, like, last the end of last season was clearly not about improving Jonathan Kuminga's value to the point where you could trade him.
Wow.
I mean, he's just, he's not that guy. This is from, this is from our friend Jim Moley on YouTube. Okay. $2. Now, you're going to have to help me with this one, or someone will. Goo, was Katy Perry's latest album inspired by you? I'm unfamiliar with that.
I can't name one Katy Perry song. And I know she's a big girl. I'm not. I don't know.
The last album, by the way, that I've listened to all the way through that would be considered a long one. And our guy was talking about CDs, even as vinyls. Like, vinyls are, you know, like the highest.
Yeah, those
quality.
Go on the turntable. CDs were the little, you know. Oh my God, the little CD was the thing you put in the CD player, Evan, like a little disc.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Ken just got in my ear and told me that the name of Katy Perry's album is 143.
Oh, wow, Jimmy, it might be.
That's a five, Jim. That's a five.
And for the people saying, oh, Guru, you're forgetting stuff, that's not on the IQ test. Like, remember that. Like, when I was in my prime.
Well, recall is kind of important at this stage in the game.
Oh, man, I love you all. I really do. I'm excited for the game today. Hey, we just had Nick Hamilton from Nightcastle Media.
We did.
Join us from L.A., born and raised in L.A., and he said Ohtani is the LeBron of baseball. So Ken came in at the break and said, okay, if that's true, who's the Curry for the Giants? And I jumped up like I had the Holy Ghost, and I said, that's easy. It's Devers, like it or not. And Clay is Adamas.
Now, number one, Clay doesn't play for the Warriors anymore, but
he's on my mind. Good job, Clay.
Yeah. I know he's on your mind. Yeah.
He's winning.
I think we all got a little bit of jealousy of this when it comes to Clay. Yeah. Oh, he's brand new, apparently.
There you go.
All right. So answered the question with the same start to my sentence as
It was Baby Stein.
Dude,
that's who you were when you answered it.
So your answer was, oh, that's easy. And I'm right there with you. Oh, that's easy. Yeah, they don't have one. There is no Steph Curry on the Giants. I think Devers is the closest.
That's what I guess I'm saying.
The closest Talk comparison for Rafael Devers is Jimmy Butler. They don't have a Steph Curry. And also,
Logan
it
Webb?
Sounds
how
like
about,
Nick Hamilton.
How about Logan Webb?
Webb?
Yeah, you know, and I'm against giving the a pitcher once every 5 days the glory of, shout out Denzel, of everyday player. But Logan Webb is going to the All-Star game again. If we want to just keep it real on, have you mastered your craft? Logan Webb could be Steph Curry for the Giants.
He'd be the closest thing, okay. But again, like, that's, I think that's what people have been missing. Like, I'm going to be honest, that is why they traded for Devers.
Right, no doubt.
Because they don't have a Steph.
Right.
And you're not that guy, pal. He's not that guy. But he was the best that they could do. Steph is so unique, and he's homegrown. He's a star. He's one of the best players of all time.
Facts.
The Giants just, like, Bonds was Curry. Mays is Curry.
Right.
The Giants don't have one of those guys.
But you know what? I guess the way you just put that, I agree, Evan. But you're going too in depth of, I feel like, we know Steph's an icon, one of the greatest to ever do it. But when I say Steph, and Ken came in and reminded us that Nick had said that, I think of the best player on your team or the face of the franchise. And right now, that trade was consummated with the ability, to me, with one of the byproducts or benefits being the Giants can now say the face of our offense is Ralphie Devers. And I think that's a great start.
But he's the de facto face. Like, you brought him in because you didn't have one.
And what about Adamas? Forget how they're starting off, but that was a big boy signing.
Well, they spent a lot of money, but I hate to break it to you, he's still hitting below average. He's not.
But I could say last year he hit 30-plus home runs.
Last year he did. Yeah, he ain't this year. He was supposed to be, who am I trying to compare him to? Like,
Butler?
No, I mean, he's a free agent. Sorry, I know you told me not to think about where he came from.
No, go ahead.
But Adamas was supposed to be, I think, a piece, like not the centerpiece. And that's why, again, they acquired Devers, because I don't think they had, or have that guy on their team. You know, the Curry is not just the best player, he's the representative of the Warriors. When you think about the Warriors, you think about Curry. When you think about the Giants, do you think about Devers? Is that it?
I think about what we talked about a couple hours ago. That Sunday, I don't know how many it's been,
mm-hmm.
where the Giants were getting ready to try to avoid the sweep against the Dodgers, and it was announced that they had landed the big fish in Rafi Devers, and nobody had saw it coming. Evan, don't forget that those vibes and how you felt and how the baseball world shook. And there was a reason it shook, and we were all excited and anticipating. Now, has it lived up to that? Not yet. 22 games, 21 games, 22? But the bottom line, Evan, is I feel like you're omitting that excitement for a guy that's won it, that can hit with the best of them in regard to power, and hopefully be a cornerstone for you moving forward, something you didn't have.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like the Giants are not, to me, in a place where they can sell one guy right now. I mean, even Devers, just because he hasn't hit yet. Going into next season, I think he's someone you can absolutely sell. But like Steph is, he's box office, and Devers, he was box office in Boston, but he hasn't been that dude so far in San Francisco. Mm. Like I'm going tonight to see the Giants because it's a big rivalry game. They're playing the Dodgers,
yeah.
And there's lots of juice at Oracle Park. It's going to be packed. There's going to be tons of rabid fans on both sides. It's going to be energetic. Should be a great environment.
You got me juiced.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to going with you. But I'm not going to see a specific Giants player. Like, to me, they still don't yet have that guy. And that, to me, is who Steph Curry is. No matter if the Warriors are good, if the Warriors are bad, you're going to see him play. And that's, to me, again, why, like you mentioned the trade, and it did shake the baseball landscape. I don't know if it was as big in the NBA because he had Doncic, but that's why, to me, he is Butler. But they acquired Butler without having Curry, if it makes sense.
Nah, I got you. I feel like, you know, Buster Posey's gotten off to this great start because you're right. They didn't have anything in the cupboards, but you got to start somewhere. And, Evan, you're doing a good job, but I feel like I messed it up by using Steph. And I feel like you're comparing Devers to Steph. I was kind of like, you know, hey, who's the best player of the face on your team? Step up. And that, to me, right now is Ramos, Adames, or Devers, regardless of the start that they got off. Two of them are new, and Ramos made the All-Star team. So I feel like the Giants now have three different guys for three different families or three different fans saying, hey, let's go out to the yard on a Tuesday night versus the Mariners or whoever. And not only now is it just Adames, it's Ramos and it's Devers. So, Evan, I think they've done something to kind of bridge that gap. Okay, Steph might be too high. But, man, Devers is a big boy in this league.
He is.
And now he's one of ours.
Starting like one. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Evan Infersteiny with Goo. Let's go down to San Jose and talk to Austin. He's been hanging on patiently. Austin, friend of the program. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Great combination, man. My two guys here. Good discussion. Listen, I just had a comment. Yeah, I don't think there's a Steph comparison on the Giants. I'm kind of with Evan on that. I think you'd have to do what OKC does, Goo. After the game, they all get together and you know, take an interview as a team. I think that would be the... I think that's the way you have to approach even coming close to Steph. There's no Steph. I don't think there's a Steph in any Bay Area team, frankly, that compares in terms of, I think you already said it well, what he means to the team and what in the box office. I mean, the Giants are still trying to figure that out. I think that Devers, you're right. He had that first impact with some minutes, but I'm a little worried that it's starting to wane a little bit the way the guy has been playing. So we got to see if he can come back and be sustaining. And the other thing, man, I listened to you guys earlier when you played that Bonds thing, man. That was incredible to hear that exchange that Bonds did with the interview.
Man.
And it just kind of reminds you. It kind of reminds you again, Guru and Evan, please don't use Devers' name in the same sentence as Bonds. Bonds, you get a sense that Bonds could catch a ball, throw it back to the pitcher. You know, like they get through and say, "Hey, try again." You know, there's nobody playing today that did that. You remember seeing those games where the guy would get only a couple pitches to see, and he would hit it out of the park.
Yeah, that's incredible.
There's nobody doing that. So I just wanted to kind of comment on that, guys. Great discussion. But, yeah, there's no Steph comparison today, man. I'll keep listening back. Yeah.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
And Risotto, Ken, I let Evan down. What? Even Austin. I should have used a different player. But the Steph thing, I understand. I'm not trying to – I feel like I'm at the I'm a painter, and I'm trying to paint my Picasso.
Bob Ross.
And I'm doing it wrong because I guess what I meant was the best player or the face of the franchise. And right now, that's Rafi Devers. I'm just sorry for the Giants. Matt Chapman, I love you, and I know you mentioned him. So this isn't Devers is as good as Steph. It's that trade solidified the Giants got a face. Evan, what word am I looking for? A champ, a proven guy. He's now our face of the franchise. Am I wrong?
Well, he's who
Forget
you associate
Steph.
With
I
the
messed
Giants.
That up with
no,
Steph.
No, I know. But okay. That's fine. I think if there's some...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Somebody that has the potential to be a face of the Giants, the guy that I would invest stock in is Elliot Ramos. He's the and again, that might sound crazy because he's, you know, he's pretty young.
How does he pass up Devers? Is, I would ask you that, I guess.
Because Devers isn't ours. Devers is Boston's. Now he's on the Giants now.
Yeah, that's the foreseeable future.
But when people think of Rafi Devers, I think they're going to associate him with the Red Sox. I think part of it is just the fact that he's like a hired gun, basically. Like, he's hired to be your best hitter.
What about Durant when he came? He was loved?
Yeah.
Well, he would tell you otherwise, but what about Durant? We loved him.
No, yeah, but you never loved him more than your own. you know, he's like a stepchild. You're going to love him and you're going to provide for him and you're going to do everything you need to make him successful. But your children, which are Curry, Clay, and Draymond, are the guys that you're always going to love. And that's why I think that Ramos probably has the most potential. Again, I'm not calling him Steph, Steph. And I think the next potential face that the Giants are looking at is in Sacramento right now, and that's Bryce Eldridge.
Wow.
Or you're hoping that he could be one. Again, I do think that the homegrown aspect or component of this is important.
Yeah.
The 650 and the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line is saying Logan Webb. Completely fair. You know, I was just talking about position players, guys that you see every single day that you're going to the ballpark to see.
Who was the center fielder in Sacramento now that I asked you that the Giants have? I saw some video of him.
Ryan McCray.
Yeah, that's a nice name.
Yeah, it's a great name. It's a little nicer than his game right now. All right, let's go to Philmo. Mike wants to get into the conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. Who's the face of the Giants? Philmo, Mike, what's up, man?
Hey. What's popping? Y'all having a great conversation. I think Adames is more like a David Lee.
Mm.
And the more that I think about it, though, I was thinking, right? I was like, Devers is sort of like an Iguodala. That's what I originally stated. But he almost like a Kevin Durant, though, because that's a massive shift.
Because
he's one of the best hitters in basketball. In baseball. So that's what I kind of was thinking. And then, like, I don't think we have a Steph yet. Maybe Eldridge could be that Steph. Ramos is sort of like a Monte Ellis to me because he's homegrown. You feel me? Everybody loves some Monte. Everybody loves some Ramos. But ultimately, players of the 90s in baseball, that era of baseball was some of the sickest baseball you ever seen. You had like Roberto Alomar. You had characters. You had a slew of players.
Matty Ramirez.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lenny Dykstra. I'm not even going in the Bonds. You had Mo Vaughn. You had Albert Bell. They were like wrestlers and superstar heroes, man. Like, this baseball is cool, but it ain't him. Oh, Matt Chapman could kind of be like a David Lee, too. Matt Chapman is like my David Lee. But nah, this era of baseball is cool, but it ain't nothing like that 90s, man. We not even getting into Tony Gwynn's, the Gary Sheffields, King Griffey Jr.'s, Frank Thomas's, the Blackjack, the pitchers, Kurt Schilling's, come on, man. You could go on and on. Dave Stewart, Ricky Henderson. Man, there's so many players you could name that were just excited that made you want to just watch the game of basketball because they were doing it at the top of their art, their game. It's crazy, man. So that's all I wanted to say.
I love that.
I got you, Philmo.
The names were special.
Thanks for the call.
Well, that wasn't written down or scripted. He was just pulling the Alomar first.
Well, I hate to break it to people, but there's a lot of names that are going to be playing tonight. They just play for the Dodgers. I mean, Ohtani is a massive name.
You said global, so did Nick.
Yeah, well, Nick also called him LeBron James, I think, backhandedly, because he thinks LeBron's really good, but I don't think he likes LeBron that much.
Do you think there are a lot of L.A. people feeling that way about LeBron?
I actually do. Yeah.
Wow.
I have a couple friends who of you live in L.A., and they're not so hot on LeBron James right now. We got to hit a break, though. I see you, Rob. I see you, Mike. We'll get to your calls on the other side. 888-957-9570. Is the number. We also got to get to some more miscellaneous things on the other side as well if we have some time.
And I got some trivia for you.
I love trivia. All right, next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away next week. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, day pass to Outside Lands, 4-day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merch store and Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen at 7:30 with the morning show, 12:30 in the middays, 4:30 for the afternoon show for your chance to win every single day next week. Every show, every day, all starts on Monday. Evan Infersteiny with Goo. We're back after this.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This Mark Ingram?
Yes, sir. James Ingram.
Oh, sorry.
My best was good enough. Yeah.
So Quincy did this.
I want to say produced it, but James is on the vocals.
This is a nice tune.
Yeah.
Might have to throw it onto the caddy later.
This is when they break up with you. You're single.
I'll be going through a lot of that lately. I'll be all right.
Evan, no. Don't talk about that.
Don't talk about that.
Nothing worse than when your feelings are hurt and somebody breaks them.
Not talking about this.
Thank you very much. Oh, before I get emotional.
Yeah, no doubt. Bet you think.
That might be what's bugging me coming up at 2:12 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
With Willard and Grandy, who's in today.
Will, about to get married.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about this song.
I'm bothered. I go, you're nervous. He goes, no. I guess I get it.
He's done it before.
No, I know. He shared it with us.
He's done it before.
I got you. I'm going to be at yours, E. Whenever that day happens,
it's going to be wild, buddy. TikTok. Speaking of things coming up, actually, this will. You don't have to wait very long. 415, Hunter Pence is going to be out with Willard and Dibbs. Yeah. He obviously played in a ton of these rivalry games. Giants are taking on the Dodgers this entire weekend heading into the All-Star break. This is from the 619 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. I think Ohtani is more like Curry than LeBron, changing the game, humble off the court. You love them on your team, and you want to hate them when they're on the opposite side, but you respect their talents.
I'm not mad at that.
That's pretty spot on.
Yep.
I think that's pretty spot on. Let's get some people into this conversation. 888-957-9570. Evan and Verstiney with Goo. Let's go to Rob in San Jose.
Rob,
what's going on? Good afternoon.
Hi, what's up, fellas? Hey, Goo, I don't think that Devers was brought here to be the face, and I don't think he can be the face of the Giants because the Giants already have a face of the franchise, and that's Baby Kane. Giants fans like homegrown talent. We like pitchers. Kane's been that dude. He's our dog. He's our number one. Devers is also, he's a DH. He doesn't play in the field. Yeah. They only see him 3 to 4 times a game. And I get, you know, the guy who was answering the phones back there said, well, what about Ohtani? Ohtani's completely different, right? He was a unicorn when he was with the Angels. He pitched, he did outfield. He was like this international kind of phenom and has kind of changed baseball. Devers is, he's a DH. He's a dude, but he's not the face of the Giants. And I don't think he was brought here to be the face. He's brought here to be a piece to help them, but I see Logan Webb as our face of the franchise.
Yeah, I called it. And then pitchers matter. Dude used to practice, brought back memories.
Oh, my God.
Evan, you know, again, how do I say it? Pitchers matter, but when I was saying the everyday face of when Susan and Tony, I don't know who they are, want to take little Carlton to the ball game, who gets him in the car? And that's an everyday player. The pitchers too, but every day.
Yeah,
and that's why we're kind of – Logan Webb is right, and I kind of said it to you after. But we're talking about every day.
But I think that the certain players, to the caller's point, like if they are unicorns, if they're so special, that kind of transcends position for me. Like, what's your favorite team? Paul Skeens might be their Curry.
Yeah, no, you can't have a Curry and you stink. Trade him. Trade him for any.
The Warriors were a game below 500.
Why do I think Paul Skeens could be on the Dodgers? Like, that's what they do.
You can't trade Paul Skeens.
But, Evan, tell me why.
You want him off your squad.
Okay, real quick. I just ran. Because we're not close. Why did – and Steiny and I talked about this, and you weren't listening. I'm being real.
I listen to everything.
I love Devin Booker. But if Phoenix is in such a mess, like an earthquake happened – why would you reward, and it's not even against Devin, why would you give him that bread? For what?
Because
he's
trade
him
Curry.
And get assets in
his
ring. That's this new, what word are we, and you're part of it. This new
easy
analytic coach. Like, why would you give Devin Booker that bread? Say, night-night, we're going to trade you and start over. That's when you really look in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm losing it. I got to cut it all off. That's when that... Why would Phoenix do that? That's what the Pirates are doing by holding on to Skeens. Trade them now. Get all of what you can get. And then know that's how bad your situation is. Don't hold on to him. He'll be my Trout.
But what are you holding on to? Like, what are you building with?
It's pieces that you get from a Devin Booker move and a Paul Skeens move. Especially right now that he's so young.
Let's do this exercise with Devin Booker. Let's say that the Rockets had traded for Booker instead of Durant.
Okay.
So you would have got, let's say you get your players and you get, what, three first-round picks?
Let's say four.
Okay, four.
Okay.
Those first three first-round picks are probably not going to be very good.
Now, why do you say that?
Because the Rockets would be good. You're Okay, so yeah. I understand that Desmond Bane is not worth 4 first-round picks. However, if Orlando is competitive for the next 5 seasons or 6 seasons, which is not out of the realm of possibility,
well, I see where you're going
because
now.
They got Bane, who's 26. They got Paolo and Franz, who are now below, I think they're both at least 23, maybe a little younger. My point is, those first-round picks are going to be in the teens and 20s. Like that, you're going to have, it's not like you're getting 4 lottery picks.
Nah.
You know, I think that's why the Warriors are holding their picks close to the vest. I think they're very valuable first-round picks because odds are the Warriors are going to be pretty bad in 4 to 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
So,
but you'd be better.
So a team
if you,
would love to have their first-round pick.
No, I'm not going to sit here in front like you were wrong. But to that point about the Warrior comp, you got a 22-year-old and you got time. If you kept him around and got him going, he would be part of that downtime that we so not look forward to.
But a team like Phoenix, there's no guarantee that if you trade Devin Booker, you're going to turn your fortune. So they rewarded a franchise player who's been there for a dozen years.
Yeah.
And they want to keep throughout his entire career. He's the best player they've ever had in their franchise.
I love Booker, but my point is, I just hear so much talk now about the future, and sometimes that supersedes the present. And I'm like, I saw that little, you know, on the bottom of the screen on the score table. I'm like, huh. Now, Phoenix they are just starving for picks. They have nothing to look forward to because they've given them away, and all that blew up in their face for what they've done in the past couple years. But I thought if they were really – and, yeah, Evan, some fans would be upset, but they're not going to win anytime close. Now, I did get in a fight with Bonte, and he screamed at me initially when that trade jumped off.
He does that.
I said Phoenix – therefore, Phoenix ain't going to be a dump truck if you got Jalen Green – let's just say who pops. I love Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
You got Devin now with no Durant. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to watch the Suns. And we were going at it. He was like, Goo, please. I'm like, I'm just saying watch the Suns. Not they're winning anything, Evan, but they may not be as bad as Big Mouth up here saying trade Booker. But I was like, huh, they'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think best case they could be a 9-10 seed and maybe you sneak in. But to me, like, that reality is worth paying for, as opposed to, well, we trade Booker, Durant's going to leave anyways,
right?
Because he only had 1 year left and he didn't want to figure something out. Even if you do, he's too old to build around. So let's try and see if we can make something happen.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to reset anyways. Like,
right.
their future is bleak no matter how you cut it. I would rather have my franchise player as opposed to your team with Skeens. That's a guy that he's a generational talent, and I can't justify. You also don't know if the players are going to get back or going to be any good. For example, like the best trade that was made in recent memory.
Give it to me.
Is probably the Nationals getting a horde of players from the Padres.
Well,
they got James Wood, who's an all-star this year. They got Mackenzie Gore, who I think is also an all-star this year. And they got their shortstop, C.J. Abrams. And all of that is great. That's a magnificent haul.
I heard
Willard talking about this the other day, that like the Padres and Dibs, they wouldn't do that trade over again for Soto. The Nationals aren't very good. Three players are good, and they might help the Padres, but the Padres felt like they were within a window to compete for a World Series, and they made it to the NLCS, and that's it. But that's a swing and it's a miss.
Mm.
But those players, like the Nationals are, what, 8 games below 500? And unless they have something else around them, that's not anything to really write home about.
So you're saying that could be Phoenix?
That could be the Pirates if you trade Paul Skeens.
Right. Or, okay, there's a flip side. Going old vinyl for you, albums. There's a B-side to this. He's playing the role right now, Evan. But he has the leverage of when I want to get out of here, because you guys aren't, there's nothing around me. That's the next phase of this. That's what's coming next. He's playing the role. I want to be here. Yeah, you do for now, but I'm telling you, it's coming. And once he calls that shot, he's so young and good, Evan, he's going to get me out of here. And that's when teams like, hopefully it'll be the Giants and the Dodgers are going to pounce it and just jump in there. We'll give you all this to make you think your future looks brighter. But we'll take him off your hands.
Well, that I agree with. But until he asks,
okay, I got
until
you.
He asks,
it's coming.
To get
though,
out of PNC
put that
Park,
in the cap. It's coming.
Until he says, "I want out of PNC Park," you got to keep him.
So, last thing. So, when you saw that Booker extent, what did you think? Like, what initially? Like, they got it right, but were you like, huh? What are they doing? Or I saw that coming a mile away. Phoenix for the Devin Booker.
I mean, the first thing I thought was Booker's never going to win a title.
Because
he can't be the highest paid player and win, I think.
Damn.
And that's what a lot of teams have to figure out is who do you want to pay?
Well, now with this second apron.
Who do you want to be the star? Yeah, it's even tougher nowadays.
What's going on, man?
I don't know if we even have that figured out yet. But Mike in Fremont's been hanging on, and I do want to get him into the mix. Mike, what's going on, man? You're on with Evan and Goo. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
Happy Friday.
Back at you.
It's always a good weekend when the Giants are playing the Dodgers.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of the sentiment of the caller before me that Devers is not a face and can't be a face. They tried to make him the face in Boston, and it didn't work. You know, you saw what happened when they tried to make him the face. And I don't think he wants to either. There's some people who just want to go out and they want to play. They don't do a lot of interviews. They don't want to talk. They just want to go play. And I think he's one of those people who just wants to go play and do his thing. I'll let everybody else do the talking. I'll let Ramos do the talking because he gets hit all the time. I'll let Adames do the talking because he's the firecracker. I'll let, you know, Chapman do the talking because he's, you know, the one who's going to galvanize everybody. I'll let Webb do the talking because he's been here the longest. All those people are the faces. And I think that's the cool part is that when we think about the championship teams for the Giants,
yeah.
When we think about who was the face, it was a bunch of guys who were the face. Posey, sure, but also Crawford, also Belt, also Bumgarner, also Kane. You know, like, it was a combination of a bunch of guys being the face. And I think that's what Posey is trying to rebuild, is that it can be a bunch of guys, and therefore it could be any one guy any night. I mean, look the other night. Who would have thought that Bailey hits an inside-the-park walk-off home run? Because it could be any guy, any night. And I think that helps that you don't have to put the pressure on somebody like Devers, who probably can't handle the pressure.
I'll say this to that. Hey, thanks for the call. Evan, this was kind of a compliment to any face of the franchise. Or, you know, when I go to a high school game and know nothing about the team I'm watching – you know, when you get the program and then you see who's playing, I just feel like naturally, organically, the face is the best player. So I hope I'm not, you know, unless something's changing, you tell me it's not about, hey, you got to do 30 or 40 interviews. I don't want it to be a burden. I just, you know, if I were to go watch the Nationals play, I always thought the face of the team was the best player.
I don't,
but, you know, he said no wrong, the caller, but he made it sound like it was a chore. And that's not what I was, you know, can't you naturally, organically be like, Rafi Devers is a good baseball player and he's ours or yours for the next 5 years. I don't think he should be omitted from not being the face because he was a hired gun or came via trade.
No, but I think it also matters the kind of person. And he's right. Like in Boston, Devers was always the younger brother. When they won the World Series in 2018, he was, I think like 21, 22.
Man.
Mookie was the face of the Red Sox. Once they traded Betts to the Dodgers, then Xander Bogaerts was the big brother to Devers. Like, Devers has never been a guy that I think wants the spotlight on him. And so that prohibits me from believing that he can be the face of a franchise. He can be your best player. And part of it is he's not hitting right now, and you expect that to change. But I guess, like, when I think of the San Francisco Giants, the caller's kind of right. Like, I think of a cast of characters. I don't think of one individual.
Wow. So when he mentioned that, I promise you, I have no proof. I was going here. So when he mentioned the championship teams, was it Posey? Because to me it was Posey. Or was one of the attractive parts about the Giants was Posey, Belt, Crawford, da-da-da?
Yeah, I mean, well, to his point, like the face of the 2014 championship team was Bumgarner, you know, because Bumgarner was dominant. He was all
that
time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, he took that mantle. I think it's over the course of the dynasty. For me, it's Posey. Like that's the face that I see.
Me too.
You know, so but there are other guys that certainly
You would like there to be others in line to where there's a conversation as opposed, like Skeens. There's nobody else. Oh, a crew. You know what I mean?
O'Neal,
like
Cruz.
You got one guy or two guys. You would like there to be a plethora of options.
But like, let's take the Pirates. The guy who's the most tenured player on that team, who probably, I don't know, you might say is the in-track.
He's old as me.
It's Brian Reynolds.
Yeah. I was going to say Andrew McCutchen.
He doesn't want to be the face of the team. Wow. He doesn't even want to be traded to a team that's good. You know, he doesn't want to be a Giant.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to be a Dodger. He doesn't want to be a Yankee. These
well,
reports,
I wouldn't want
but...
him to be my face then. Like, Evan, I just think that's part of it, man. Like, do you think Steph went out his way to be the face of the Warriors? Or his play, you lead
by
example?
No, but he doesn't shy away from it. He doesn't shy away from it. That's, like, sometimes greatness is thrust upon you and you have to be ready for it. And Curry clearly was. You know, I don't think that everyone is. And Devers isn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Strike me as an individual that's really concerned with that. So, you know, I think Devers is a guy who likes to hit, play well, and go home.
All right.
And I think he just is there to play baseball. By the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. But, Evan, I guess to the caller's point, outside of the interviews, what do you think goes into that? You know, if you're the face of a franchise, that you don't got to stay and play five more extra innings. Is it just the conversation component to it, the interviews? Like, I mean, because you go to your locker if you get five hits, just like you do if you get no hits. Like, what extra weight are you bearing if you were set, quote-unquote, the face of a franchise?
Well, ingratiating yourself with the city, whether it's publicly or privately, you know, being out in the community, I think, matters. And look, Devers hasn't been here for very long, but, you know, like, I think the detail about Devers that I've maybe learned the most since he's gotten here was when he sat down with Slusser the other day from the Chronicle and said, like, I learned about his hometown. He's from a kind of like a coast town.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why he's really looking forward to trying the seafood in San Francisco. That's like the only thing I know about
him. Wow.
And part of that, I think, is the language barrier. But from the translating that we've gotten from him, I don't really get the feeling that he is someone who's a revealing person. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's who he is. But in Atlanta, like, Ronald Acuna doesn't speak English publicly. Like, he uses a translator. But
he's the face to
he's
me.
He's the face of the Braves.
So how? What? How does that happen?
Because of the way that he plays, the exuberance that he
the flair.
Carries himself with, just the chutzpah that he's got every single time he steps on the field, and that's why he's going to be representing him as a starting right fielder, and no one seems to have a problem with it, even though he's only played 30 games.
Wow!
Because he's Ronnie. That's Acuna. That's a face, you know, and not just because he's a great player, but he kind of
so you got personality is a part of it.
Yes, wow. I do think it is.
And maybe I've been underselling that part, you know, that component to it.
Well, and Curry's personality is not look at me, but again,
you have to look at him because he's incredible.
Yeah, you can't look away,
and he doesn't shy away from it, like you said. No. He makes love to it.
Oh, yeah. 7 times a day. But he's also someone that he is a showman. Like, Curry is not a look at me kind of guy, but when he plays, you have to look at him. You can't take your eyes off of him. And he doesn't shy away from that aspect of his box.
No, I got to go here. Got to go here with the guy on the bump for the Dodgers tomorrow. So how does Ohtani do it? Is it just... Why is he so box office and I'm so mesmerized by
He's the most unique player in baseball. There's nobody else that pitches and hits. And he's also really good at both. You know, that's why we were talking about Bonds earlier. That's why, you know, I know some people who think that Ohtani is maybe the greatest player who ever laced him up.
Yes, wow,
because
man.
He does something that no one else has done since like the, 1930s or something.
And I wonder if we're getting it wrong. With our youth baseball, no Shasky coaches and all that. But I do wonder here in the States why, you know, Evan, there used to be no pitch counts. They used to just let you go throw 134, 140, Tom Seaver days. So we don't know if that's working or not. I know in basketball we don't know why the Achilles is popping or tearing. But the bottom line is I do wonder why we don't allow our players to have that freedom to be Ohtani or future Ohtanis like Babe Ruth.
Well, I think they do. Like, the Giants have a guy in their farm system now. I think his name is Reggie Lewis. I don't know. I'm looking at Steven.
Okay.
Is Reggie Lewis the two-way player for the Giants, Pasta?
You mean Reggie Crawford?
Reggie Crawford,
that
sorry.
Was, man,
bad. Reggie Crawford.
I'll let you down.
So, Reggie Crawford gave up hitting early in his tenure with the Giants organization. So, he's only a pitcher, and it's looking like he's only going to be a relief pitcher. But he's out for the year right now.
Do you know if they forced him to do that, or that was just by choice?
I have to imagine that. He wasn't hitting very well, and he has more potential as a pitcher.
Mm.
He wasn't hitting at all, basically.
Oh, wow.
He's battled through some injuries, and he just hasn't had the chance to get at-bats, and it's a very unknown road for him. He's I think he tore his labrum, so he's out for the year.
All right.
Bryce Eldridge, also another guy who was drafted as a two-way guy.
Oh.
He's a high school player.
Evan, I know we're up against it. I had trivia for Stani yesterday. He got it. Could you name every WNBA nickname? If I said the Dallas.
Wait, what? The name of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dallas. Oh, God. Wings.
You got
the
it.
Wings.
Just like he did. How about the Phoenix?
The Phoenix. Oh, is it Mercury?
Come on, Evan. He's playing us. Seattle.
Storm. No.
You got it.
Storm.
All right, Las Vegas.
Aces.
Oh, boy. Connecticut.
Sun. Suns.
Indiana.
Fever.
I'm going back to the Atlanta.
Dream?
Yeah. Martin Luther. Washington.
Mystics.
All right, I'm retiring that result. I got to go
the
get some
Valkyries.
Shocker. Stani got that one, but he got the one, the Dallas one, he got late. Yay! What do you got?
That one, I for a split second was going to say Mystics, but I knew that wasn't right. So that was a little shot in the dark. But you watch more WNBA than all of us. Well, that's a fact.
What about Kaylin got hands put on her again by the Valkyries?
Yeah, and water's wet. All right, let's on the other side, we got the crossover coming up with Willard and Grandy. We got What's Bugging You? I'm not going to lie, I'm in a pretty good mood today, so I'm going to have to come up with something.
But it could be something that was bugging you on Monday.
Yeah, but this is where you guys are rubbing off on me. I forget.
Well, that's us. We're older.
Yeah, you're rubbing off on me. I don't know. All right, coming up on the other side, again, the crossover, What's Bugging You? On the Game, brought to you all by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan and Forstine with Goo. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.